All right, here we are, 68 degrees on the mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with some guests from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. And we have joining us Dr. Gangula, and we have Vicky Portwood here in studio with us as well. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Hey, it's wonderful to have you here in studio, and I know that folks are always enjoy these segments here at the start of the month. We get to talk with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center here at 7:40 on each first Monday of the month. So, starting out with Dr. Gangula, it's good to have you here in studio. I know you're one of the primary care physicians at CRMC.
Correct.
And so I'm sure you're busy so much of the time here, and we're glad to take in a few minutes to talk with us. A couple things that I think are interesting that we want to hit on here. First of all, we have the eclipse that's coming up a week from here today. And there's a few kind of safety things that people should probably keep in mind before we go look up at the sun, because part of that eclipse will be visible here in Coffeyville. But what are some tips that you have for us here today?
Yeah, so this kind of is like almost like a once-in-a-lifetime experience for people. So it's I don't think it's 100% total here. I think it's like 94% or something.
Yeah.
But still, you know, don't miss that chance. But just to the parents and teachers who are encouraging their kids to watch the eclipse, make sure you have an ISO grade eclipse glass before you look at the sun. Just because, you know, you are directly looking at the sun, and then not any sunglasses will do the job. So ISO graded eclipse glasses are like 100,000 times more powerful than your regular sunglasses. Like, they cut out all the UV spectrum, all the infrared spectrum. So make sure you use that glass. Otherwise, you do have the potential to damage your retina, and then end up with some visual loss.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. Something that we don't want to have happen, of course. And so even though, you know, people, even if they are traveling here to, and maybe some of the listeners closer to Southeast Oklahoma where it is in totality, it's still that just little sliver of that light coming through can still cause damage.
Absolutely. And the only time you can actually take out your solar glasses are at the totality of the eclipse. So even before the totality or even after the totality, you still have to have your glasses on.
That is a great reminder. So we appreciate you letting us know on that. Another thing that I thought would be good to talk with a little bit. You know, we do have. I'm sure you're seeing a lot of people with allergies right now coming
Absolutely.
Through the clinic.
Yeah.
So, what are some of those things that you know can? We're all kind of familiar with all the normal sniffles and sneezes and that sort of thing. What are some of the allergy symptoms? And can some of these allergy symptoms almost appear kind of like a cold-like symptom?
You're right. So, this is the peak allergy season in Kansas and Oklahoma. Not that we don't have allergies all the year round, but this is the peak. So allergies, the peak of the season kind of lasts until May ending. So right now, the allergies or the allergens we have in abundance are elm, juniper, grass. Those are all the pollens that are pretty high in count right now. So typical symptoms are your cough, sneezes, itchy eyes, runny nose. Basically, these symptoms can take a little time to or to get better. So I recommend people trying over-the-counter medications first, all your antihistaminics like your Zyrtec, Allegra, Claritin, all of that. Do some regular sinus rinses or the neti pot that you get over-the-counter. Typically, allergies should not have any fevers. So if you have any fevers associated with all of these symptoms, the chance that the symptoms are from allergies is less. If you have a fever with your allergy symptoms, make sure you go see your doctor and then get evaluated. And again, you know, most of the time these are allergy symptoms and you do not need any antibiotics to get rid of your symptoms. Over-the-counter measures can do the trick. But sometimes allergies can last long, and then if over-the-counter measures don't do the trick, then still come visit your doctor. We could have some more better options to get your symptoms better sooner.
Are there any other symptoms that maybe kind of, you know, could be caused by allergies that people might not realize? I don't know if sometimes people feel achy or something like that. I don't know if that's...
Usually not. You really don't feel achy, but, you know, grogginess definitely could be a symptom. And then, if you know, if you don't sleep and if you're all groggy, you could feel tired and achy. tricky. So it all depends. But again, fever should not be your allergy symptom.
Good. That's a good reminder. If it crosses over that line into a fever, then could be something else.
And come on in.
Yeah. Good deal. Well, that's a great reminder. And I know that you're a wealth of knowledge, and it's great to be able to ask you a few of these questions. And I know it seems like from what I've been reading, man, we just live in one of those real bullseyes for some of these.
Absolutely. We're the top one.
yeah, it's amazing, and so much. Even that smoke can bother people too.
Yeah,
I would from the wildfire. You know, not wildfires, but the burning that we
just
have in the
burning
hills.
of the crops and you know.
Yep. Well, that's a great reminder, sir. So I want to make sure we have time to get everyone on here, and I wanted to bring on here Vicky Portwood. Vicky, I know you're the director of oncology here at CRMC, so it's really great to have you here. And what did you? I know you had a few things you wanted to talk about here today.
Yes, I'm glad to be here this morning, and we are having a cancer screening event. It's going to be held in Independence at the Lodge, the Masonic Lodge, from 9 to 12 on Saturday, April the 20th. We'll be in conjunction with the Masonic Cancer Alliance, which is through KU Medical Center, and the Masons in Independence are helping with that as well. But we'll be screening for prostate cancer, for colorectal cancer, skin cancers. We'll be checking blood pressures and also providing information about tobacco cessation if someone is interested in those screenings. People that are age 50, men that are age 50 should be screened for prostate or at least discuss the screening with their physicians. Colorectal screening, there are pretty new indications or recommendations for cancer screenings for colorectal to start at age 45 now. We are seeing a lot more young people diagnosed with colorectal cancer, so be sure if you're 45, get started with those screenings. The earlier we can catch those kind of cancers, the better the prognosis is. Skin cancers are very, very, very common, especially in the area where we live. So be sure to take a look at your skin. Keep an eye on anything that is changing to be sure to have it checked out. But this is an opportunity for you to have anything that you're concerned about looked at, or just to come in and let us take a look to see maybe there's something that you didn't think was a concern that we may find.
Well, that is a great reminder, you know, speaking of the sun and everything, it's it can be definitely our friend, but it can be a bit of an enemy when it comes to some of those skin cancers. So, and especially I would think, you know, as we get into the summer, some people say, you know, it's probably good to use sunscreen year round if you're exposed to the sun.
Right.
But especially as we get into these warmer months, people are going to be out and about more, probably start thinking a little more about that sunscreen, mm-hmm. I bet.
True.
So that's a really great opportunity. And Vicky, can you run by one more time for the folks who maybe just joined us here, the date and times for this cancer screening coming up?
That's on Saturday, April the 20th from 9 to 12, and it's at the Masonic Lodge in Independence.
Well, that's going to be great. So and that's a good reminder. And briefly, while we have you here, Vicky, can you talk a little bit about, you know, with the oncology program here at CRMC, what are some of the services that you provide for the region?
So most any cancer can be treated here locally at Coffeyville. We all look at MD Anderson, all the big facilities, KU. We look at some national standards of care. And those standards are something that we can do right here in Coffeyville, Kansas. So when you're not feeling well, you want to be close to family, we can accommodate you. We can take care of those cancers here where you're not having to travel to get there. We do radiation therapy. We do chemotherapy, surgical intervention. Dr. McGurk, Dr. Love are both physicians that do surgery here. The pathologist takes a look at your specimen, determines what type of cancer it is, helps us with any special testing to help really delve into what your cancer responds to. So we can do most any cancer treatment right here at Coffeyville. There are a few, but most generally we can treat them right here at Coffeyville Regional.
Well, that's a really good reminder. And the fact is, you know, if you're having treatment and you're having to travel a long ways away, I mean, that can add up financially. But just like you said, just to be able to, you know, you're not at home, and you know that this is that cancer diagnosis can be very challenging. And just to be able to eliminate some more of these variables, just be a little bit closer to home, I'm sure that's something that the patients really appreciate.
Well, and I think they appreciate that we know their name, we know them personally, we have friends and people that we know together, so it makes it feel very at home. They feel very comfortable there.
No, that is wonderful. So, I know that you're always willing to accept new patients in the oncology area. And then I know just for the general kind of family medicine and everything, Dr. Gangula, I'm sure you're accepting new patients.
Correct.
As well, right?
Yes.
So what does that process look like if people need to see you? You know, I know you have the clinic open, and I know that folks can request if they'd like to see you or get an appointment with you or any of the other providers.
So all they need to do is pick up their phone and dial 620-688-6566. That's our clinic number, and they can just get in to see one of us.
That's great. And you know, too, I think it's wonderful that you've got those extended hours as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been able to take advantage of those, and that's just really handy for folks, you know, after work, after school, just to be able to still get in and not have to wait till the next day.
Yes.
So that is great. Well, I'll open up the floor. Anything else to either of you that you'd like to share with our listeners here today as we wrap up our time together?
So if you have any questions about the cancer screenings or cancer treatment in general, please feel free to give me a call. My number at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center is 620-252-1606.
Excellent. Well, appreciate having both of you on, and hope that folks can, you know, take advantage of all the knowledge and wisdom that we have over here at CRMC. I know you both are some great resources, and hope that, you know, if you're always here, if people are not feeling well, then, you know,
yes,
it's a good place to go and, you know, get right back on track. So we're really, really glad to have both of you here today.
My pleasure.
And enjoy the rest of your week here. And I know we've got a few storms moving in the area. We're keeping an eye on all that. So thank you to both of you for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And we have lots more coming up as we continue Open Line here on KGGF. So keep it here.